You watch film, don't you?
Well, I watch the games. I don't get the film that you guys watch.
Yeah. Just all over. Close to the line, away from the line, deep.
And how does your job description change depending on where you're lining up? And you have to be more, is it anything more for the run game? Is it more for passing?
Sometimes I'm over a tight end. Sometimes I'm over a wide receiver. Sometimes I'm deep. Sometimes I'm in the middle. Sometimes I'm just all over the place, wherever they put me. I'm not going to answer that question. It's just not,
I
can't give up any strategy. That's not going to happen.
I understand, but you explained it pretty well. Mm-hmm. You guys can jump in anytime you want.
When you look at this week, you know, there's so much talk outside, as you know, of this locker room.
I don't know.
Well, you know, the fans are into the whole rivalry and what have you. As Ty Warren was saying, is it strictly just 14-0 win this week as our motivation, like it's been every week?
One game at a time. We're not focused on all the nonsense that's going on, and I'm not looking at any ESPN or reading any newspapers or even thinking about what someone says. So for us, it's just a matter of us being focused on the next game. It's the most important game because it's the next game, and not worrying about anything else.
What do you look at much at week one? What can you tell from a team, I guess, week one to now, how different they are? What can you gain from
that? I was sitting on my couch in week one. So,
yeah.
I mean, their last few weeks, they're a greatly improved team. They beat Pittsburgh, very competitive with the Cleveland Browns. They could have had opportunity to win that ball game. Thomas Jones, he's running a lot better. The wide receivers are some of the toughest ones we face. So, and Lemon, I mean, he poses a threat. I mean, he can run the ball, he can still throw the ball, and we just have to go out there and execute.
Is this team playing with a little bit of anger or chip on its shoulder? I mean, the fallout from the Jets, you may not think about it, but I mean, you certainly know that people are questioning the validity of the previous championships. Has that spurred you guys on this
year? Has nothing to do
year?
With what we're trying to focus on. Has nothing to do with what we're trying to accomplish. If you're playing football, National Football League, you better play with a chip. You better play angry and ticked off. I mean, if you're not, you're going to get beat down, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, this is a sport for grown men, and if you're a little boy, it's no place for you.
So this year is no different than any year you've played professional football?
At all. You play with a chip. You play with a passion. You play with anger. It's just part of being a professional athlete in National Football League.
Is Bill especially good at, I mean, triggering? He's a very good motivator. Is he especially good at sort of pushing those kind of buttons during a long season?
Well, I mean, that's part of a coach's job, is to motivate. Know when to ride you, know when to back off, and he's had success doing it his way, whatever his way is, and we respond to it. And you know, but it takes each and every individual in this locker room to step up and to man up and do their job. You know, it's not a matter of coach saying this is what you need to do. It's a matter of us just getting our butts together, knowing that what we have to do, and going out there executing the game plan.
So do you ever use extra motivation? You know, little things that happen during a week, does that ever affect your game when you step on the field on Sunday?
Well, I'm already extremely motivated, but
right.
Just depends on what's said.
You guys cheated? Does that motivate you?
It means nothing, because I don't even know your first name, so you said that. It really doesn't matter, and that's nothing personal to you, but that's just the truth. Who cares what you think or anyone else thinks?
Has the video game thing motivated you guys throughout the show?
I don't know anything about it. Like I said, I was sitting on my couch when all that crap happened. I don't know anything about it, so you're asking the wrong person. But we're so excited to play the Jets this week and try to get to 14-0. That's our only focus.
Excuse me. Does weather affect you one way or the other? If there's possibility of a big snowstorm on Sunday, does that affect you guys in anything you do?
Just probably dress a little warmer, that's it.
Rodney, you've made a couple of really big plays the last couple of weeks. Are you happy with where you are at this stage of the season, personally, the way you're playing?
Just trying to do my job. It's not for me to analyze what I'm doing, anything like that. Just doing my job, you know, and trying to help this team win. And if that means making a bunch of tackles or making no tackles, just doing my job. That's what it's about. If I get an opportunity to make a play, hopefully I can make it, because I prepared myself well to do that.
How about the defense as a whole? Do you feel like the performance has been where you guys would like it, or has it been a little inconsistent?
I mean, obviously the red zone has been an issue. We've struggled in that area, the goal line. But each and every week, you know, serves really a different challenge for us. I mean, it's been tough. you know, sitting back there and just, you know, I've been in a situation where we've been one of the best red zone defenses in the league, and all of a sudden we're one of the worst. But you can't get any worse than what we've been, so you can only get better. So we're focusing on that area as well as some other areas, tackling.
How hard is it to get to that consistency, which you talked about? You said after the game the other night that, you know, you played Patriots football, physical football. How hard is it, from what you've seen, to get to that?
I mean, you can get to it, but I think the tough part is just being consistent, doing it time and time again. And, I mean, we've had that. We need to keep that. We have the guys to do that. It's just a matter of us making up our minds and doing it and physically going out there carrying on what we intend to do. So it's no special formula. It's just us doing it because we know we have the guys to do it. If we didn't, I mean, we wouldn't be where we're at now.
What has Kellen Clemens done to make this offense a little bit better? Or is he any different than Chad? Do y'all prepare any different?
Several players. He's capable of scrambling outside the pocket. I mean, he has a big arm. And he's made plays down the field. So, I mean, any quarterback in National Football League can hurt you, especially ones that can run with their legs.